hidden Apple messages, SkyDrive for iPhoto, Evernote sharing, 20th Century Fox doing good and some bad, and random AT&T stories. It's Monday, September 10th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of iWake. This is the week of the iPhone event, and well, color me excited. To begin are some hidden messages from Apple. Well, it seems we have gone beyond invitation analysis and are now doing analyzing on the decorations at Yerba Buena, where the event is being held. Jordan Maramira did some image cleaning up of what Apple's decorations are and found some remarkable things. He's a web designer and removed the building features such as window ledges and gaps in the windows itself. And he actually closed all of those gaps of building artifacts that he found. And with this, it's pretty clear that Apple stretched out iOS app icons to create these decorations. Many speculate that this means the iPhone 5 will have a stretched out screen. What I gather from this is that Apple is simply trying to hide these icons. When you clean up the image and look at this, you see 9 distinct separate icons, and it's pretty cool to see what this is here. So some are upside down, some are diagonal, and some are right side up. We have the music icon, the Game Center icon, the iTunes Store icon, the music icon again, Game Center again, and Safari. So it's 6 identical icons, and we have 3 mystery icons. One that is solid blue, one that goes from blue to red, and one that looks like a tree. The one that goes from blue to red is rather interesting, so to speak here. This is speculated to be a thermometer of some sort. When the icon gets cleaned up even more, it becomes that much more obvious that this may in fact be a thermometer icon. Whatever the case, we should hopefully know what these 3 mystery icons are come this Wednesday. Anyway, some interesting things for sure. Next up, I want to talk about my continuing journey to find a solution for iPhoto in the cloud. At first, I tried Dolly Space and other mountable cloud drive storage options like Jungle Disk. The conclusion here, after trying about 3 or 4 of these, is that mounting a cloud drive onto your desktop is simply not a usable thing for iPhoto. The read and write speeds make iPhoto air out even before getting into the app, creating a fresh library aired out before I could even add images. So that was not going to work. The solution I ended up going for is SkyDrive. I have a free 25GB account with SkyDrive. This is a legacy account. They now give smaller allotments. My iPhoto library is right around 20 gigs, so I've got 5 free gigs in SkyDrive after I upload everything. And this is actually working. SkyDrive works like Dropbox for the Mac, so you have a folder on your Mac and it'll sync to SkyDrive and other Macs like that. My iPhoto library is now syncing across my Macs through SkyDrive, and it's a relatively simple process. The one holdup I did have is I had to rebuild my library using the export feature and rename the file sequentially. SkyDrive evidently errs out when you use long file names, and I had a lot of that because of some of the Facebook photos I grabbed and put in there. This is a minor annoyance and something Microsoft should fix, as I think it's a bug. Anyways, now I've got iPhoto backed up and synced for free. Kind of odd that Microsoft was the one to solve this issue and not Apple and not some other company. You could, of course, use Dropbox or Google Drive, but the cost was the factor that was stopping me there. When I do get a bigger library up from 25 gigs, I can go to 45 gigs for only 10 bucks a year. Yeah, that's right, a year. So pretty cool stuff here. I'm hopeful Apple will have a better solution like iTunes Match for photos, but until that day comes, this is what I've come up with. It still doesn't solve my problem of I don't have room for iPhoto to live on my hard drive, but I've made space and I'm using Amazon S3 to store many files I don't use every day. So now let's move on to the one app story of the day, and that's Evernote. I suppose you could call that last one as an app story as well. So according to the Evernote blog, Evernote Web, Evernote for Mac, and Evernote for Windows got a number of much-requested sharing improvements. You can now easily update sharing permissions for individuals, and if you're a premium member, you can also allow others to reshare your notebooks, kind of like retweeting. In addition, the whole sharing interface got a nice redesign. The Evernote blog hints at more to come by saying, there are many more enhancements to come. Stay tuned. This sharing stuff is probably a big part of what Evernote Business is all about. So I'm guessing us consumers are getting a large part of that as a benefit here. The one competitor story to watch out for today is that of the Lumia 920. First off, Nokia is not an honest company and lied about photos and videos taken with the device by claiming they were taken with the device when in fact they weren't. And the other big thing here is sources are saying the 920 will launch on November 2nd for the AT&T network. There is no official word as of yet, but Windows 8 is coming up and, well, coming fairly soon, the end of October if everything is to plan. It'll still be behind iOS 6 when that launches this month. So stay tuned. New Lumia devices are coming. Now let's close out the show with a few stories. So we've got some rather interesting things going on here. First up is some stuff from 20th Century Fox. They are doing both good and bad. The good, well, they are releasing Prometheus 3 weeks early to iTunes customers, and they're releasing it at a better price. So this is not only for iTunes, but Ultraviolet and other digital stores, like probably Amazon as well. So the HD version of Prometheus is priced at just $15 and comes with a rather unique special feature, a director's commentary. So first off, the price, $15, that's a $5 savings from similar items. Even The Hunt for Red October, a film that is around 10 years old, is priced at $20 in HD. So $15 is a steal in the digital realm. And I say unique kind of sarcastically for the director's commentary feature that is being included in Prometheus, because this is not unique in the physical realm for a DVD or Blu-ray, but this will be a first for an iTunes release. I own around 100 iTunes movies, and not one of them includes a director's commentary. There's no rationale for this, as director's commentaries are simply audio tracks that take up little space. This will be a first for iTunes, and I hope that director's commentaries become the norm after this release. Commentaries are my favorite bonus features, and it is something I miss from the physical discs. So Fox is doing some good here by releasing it early to customers digitally, and by cutting the price, and by giving us a commentary. Oh yeah, there's also deleted scenes included here as well. If you want the SD version, you'll save $2 and get it at the same time as the physical counterpart. So I'd encourage you to spend the $2, get the HD version, which gives you a 1080p download, a 720p download, and an SD download. Really a great bargain there. I've pre-ordered my copy to show the support for this new model. Prometheus is a test pilot for what Fox hopes to be several releases just like this at the lower cost and early release. I saw this film around 13 times in theaters. That's probably my most to date, and I rather enjoy it. I'd encourage you to pre-order it and show Fox your support of this new model that they are trying out. So, as I said at the beginning of the Fox story, there is some bad. Fox, during the same time, pulled the director's cut to Alien from the iTunes store. No word on why they did this, it's just gone. They also gave us the theatrical cut to Aliens to buy in HD and SD. This will be a first for the Alien franchise, having the ability to buy it in HD. Aliens was pulled around the same time as iTunes The Cloud launched for Fox, and it has finally returned. The sad part here, though, is the director's cut version did not reappear and is still missing. The director's cut of Aliens is, I think, a masterpiece and the better version. Fox's approach to the Alien franchise in iTunes really baffles me. Why don't you do it right and bundle all four films and all the different versions, create some sort of iTunes extra content for it, and just do a really awesome bundle, like they do with Jurassic Park or something like that, or The Godfather. But no, they're not doing that. With Prometheus coming out, the time is right. Why don't you step it up, Fox, and do the Alien franchise right digitally? You're very close to being a company I like, but not quite there. Closing out the show today is some AT&T news. First off, Wired is making the argument that AT&T is against the death by cutting off FaceTime access from their customers. I agree with this stance and encourage you to read the full article. It's linked to in the show notes at iWakePodcast.com. Next is an article by The Cult of Mac explaining how you may get your iPhone unlocked early by AT&T. Again, check the show notes for details on this one. I got my iPhone unlocked and am happy that they were able to do that for me. Finally, AT&T LTE is expanding once again. The Deathstarks is expanding to 7 new markets right now, and another 30 to 40 by the end of this year. It'll bring LTE to outlying cities like Anchorage, Alaska, and smaller ones like Nashua, New Hampshire. And by the end of the year, AT&T will cover around 100 markets in the U.S. Sadly, Hawaii is not on that list of the 100 markets covered. Verizon has been here quite a while, and AT&T, you really need to step it up. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. Thank you for watching. Thank you for investing your time watching or listening to this show. I do appreciate it, and I really do enjoy that you're watching and taking your time to do that. You can find the show notes at iwakepodcast.com. I also do videos over at youtube.com/TCHATEN. And if you'd like access to the scripts and other bonus content, such as extra episodes that I do every weekend, then over to iwakepodcast.com/again. That's iwakepodcast.com/again. Once again, thanks for watching or listening. I will talk to everyone again real soon, and that'll be tomorrow. Have a great week. I'm looking forward to the Wednesday event with the new iPhone. Aloha.